Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today we trace the historical developments concerning a small 12-acre property known as Lemon Grove near Fontabelle, St. Michael. On this day, May 2, 1838, the Barbadian newspaper carried an advertisement announcing that this property was to be sold. The land was being sold by John C. Abrams and was situated near Holborn and close to the Indian River, an area well known at the time for its rich soil and high productivity. The advertisement highlighted several selling points, including more than 200 coconut trees and three separate road frontages. One faced Fontabelle, another ran along Westbury Road, and the third stretched the length of New Road, connecting the other two. Lemon Grove was just one of many properties offered for sale during the late 1830s in the post-emancipation period. John C. Abrams promoted it as an exceptional investment opportunity, noting that there had already been hundreds of requests for building lots. In the 1830s, few blacks were in a position to purchase properties like Lemon Grove. However, by the early 1900s, there was a noticeable rise in black entrepreneurship in Barbados. One such figure was James A. Tudor, who became one of the island's leading provision merchants by the 1940s, with over 50 grocery shops throughout the country. Tudor owned a property at the corner of Westbury and Baxter's Road. His provision business was so successful that he now had the means to purchase Lemon Grove. And in the 1940s, Lemon Grove was his family home. That family home would have been a nursery for J.A. Tudor's son, James Cameron Tudor, who later owned a nearby home called Glenhurst, located in the Land's End, Fontabelle area of St. Michael. Glenhurst holds deep significance in Barbados's political history. It is the birthplace of the Democratic Labour Party. On the night of April 27, 1955, the younger Tudor hosted a meeting there with several political activists and trade union-aligned reformers. They were all former members of the Barbados Labour Party. They were frustrated with the slow pace of social reform and dissatisfied with the direction of Barbados's movement towards political independence from Britain. Among those present were Errol Walton Barrow, who would later become Barbados's first Prime Minister, and James Cameron Tudor, later Sir James, who went on to serve as Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs. By the end of that meeting, the Democratic Labour Party was born. The small property, Lemon Grove, that was listed for sale on this day, May 2, 1838, was now 100 years later in the hands of a black entrepreneur, whose son would in turn play a leading role in the formation of the Democratic Labour Party.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.